Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Mem Daled, and we are at the Mishnah, three lines from the bottom of daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanesunim Batzara Uvashifya. So we're moving along in the third perek of Mesachs Avodah Zarah, perek Kol Atzlamim, which deals heavy with halachos related to Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah that we're about to start with right now is really a continuation of the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis discussed what does somebody do if he stumbles upon, he finds kelim that have on it tsurois that suggest that clearly these kelim have shayches to avodah zarah. So the Mishnah said, "Hamoitzi kelim." If somebody finds kelim, valeim tzuras chama, and it has on it the pictures of the sun, tzuras levana, the pictures of the moon, tzuras darkoin, the pictures of dragons. Yoilichem yamamelach. What you have to do is you have to throw it into the yamamelach. Our Mishnah is going to begin with a yesh oimrim that is chaylik with the previous Mishnah, and it's none other than the Tana Rabbi Yossi Sheni Mukai Imai. Zok the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, Emir Rabbi Yossi said, if somebody finds kelim and has on it tzuras, that suggests Avodah Zarah. So he doesn't have to take it and throw it into the Yam HaMelech. That's a plan A, but there's a plan B as well. If he wants, Shoichek V'Zayra L'Ruach, he can take the keli, he can grind it, and do Zaira. Zaira is one of the Lamites Malachas. He could throw it up into the ear and let the wind scatter it wherever the wind scatters it. Oy, or Matalia, meaning he could be Shoichek it and then scatter it into the sea. So of course Rabbi Yossi agrees with what the previous Mishnah said. And that is if he wants to throw it into the Yam HaMelech and have it never be heard from again, Tavayol of Bracha. But he doesn't have to do that. Rabbi Yossi says if he wants, he can grind it and do one or two things with it after it's already ground. Either be Zayra L'Ruach, throw it up into the wind, or be Matal Yam. Amru Loi, the Chachamim told Rabbi Yossi, I disagree. Because if you're going to do that, af hu nasa zevel. What's going to happen is that the wind, now Rashi says, this comment is on the first thing Rabbi Yossi said, and that is Shoichik V'Zayra L'Ruach. If you're going to be Shoichik V'Zayra L'Ruach, then the wind may take it into a field somewhere. It's going to become fertilizer. You will benefit from him, and the Bach changes the Gersa from Shenemar to Vinemar, and the Pasuk says, Lo Yidbak B'yotcha Mu'uma Min Acherim. You're not allowed to have any Anah from Avodah Zarah, and this is something that can lead to having Anah from Avodah Zarah, and for the right reason, this is not going to be okay. So again, the Chachamim in our Mishnah, and really it's an extension of the Chachamim in the previous Mishnah, are of the opinion that if somebody finds kelim that have on it tzuras chama, tzuras levana, tzuras darkoin, you have to just get rid of the keli, throw the whole keli basher usham into the Yam HaMelech. Rabbi Yossi says that you don't have to do that. If you want, you could be shoichek v'zoyer l'ruach. If you want, you could be shoichek and be matal l'yam. The Chachamim's taina seems to be on shoichek v'zoyer l'ruach. That's where they fight back, and they say, how could you do that? Afu nasa zevel, you may be creating fertilizer that is part and parcel of Avodah Zarah, and the Torah says lo yidbak biyotcha me'umim min acherim, which in English means you're not allowed to have any benefit from Avodah Zarah. Zok to Gemara, a braisa that is going to give us the more elaborate version of the exchange between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, says the Gemara. Amalem Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi talks first in the Braisa, and he turned to the Chachamim and he said, how could you tell me that it's usur to take Avodah Zarah, be shoycheket and be zayra l'ruach? V'aloi kfar nemar. It's a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says, ve'eschataschem asher asisem es ho'egel. This is Moshe Rabbeinu talking. He says, the chet that you did, that you created, the eagle. Lokachti, I took the esrif oisei boesh, and I burnt it in fire. Vo ekois oisei tochoin heitev ad asher dok lo afar, and I ground it until it was so thin it was mamish like afar. Va ashlech es afaroi, and then I threw the afar el nachal hayored minahar, into the nachal, into the stream that was descending from the mountain. But what do you see from here? That what did Moshe Rabbeinu do with the eagle? He took the eagle. He was shoichek it, right? That's mefurish in the pasuk. Vo ekois oisoi tochoin, and then afterwards he threw it into the nachal, this stream that was yoreid minahar, and allowed it to ostensibly maybe fertilize some area. The point is, it's very possible that someone would have in some way had hanah from this, and afilu hachi, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't seem to be concerned. So if the eagle, which is the avi avoy savoy dezara, Moshe Rabbeinu himself was sheichek v'zoyra l'ruach. So, l'chayra, how could it be, says Rabbi Yossi, that it's not okay to be sheichek v'zoyra l'ruach? Now, the truth is that the way we explain the Gemara now is the way Tosfos explains the Gemara in the name of Dari. And really, if you look at the bottom Tosfos on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Tosfos mutches, pashup shat, what exactly is Rabbi Yossi trying to prove from that pasuk? Because really, what seems to be at odds between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim is, could you be Sheikhik Vizara the Ruach, or could you not be Sheikhik Vizara the Ruach? Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, Chom say afu nasa zevel. Says Rabbi Yossi, I'll prove to you could. Where could I prove it from? I could prove it from this pasuk, Veschat. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't shaychik v'zor l'ruach. It says clearly what he did. What he did was v'ashlech ha-safari ela nachal ha-yared min ha-har. Now, it's similar maybe to being shaychik v'zor l'ruach, but it's not mamish what it was. And it's for that reason, Tosfos has a big much. Tosfos not sure how to figure out posh pshat in the Gemara. And Tosfos brings the pshat from the Rashbam, which Tosfos says he thinks is Rashi's pshat also. It's a little bit later in the Gemara. Either way, we explained it the way the Ri explained it, which is that although it's true, Rabbi Yossi doesn't have a proof from a pasuk that you can be shaychik v'zayr l'ruach, but me'inyin le'inyin ba'isa inyin, Rabbi Yossi does have a raya from a pasuk. Because taking the offer and allowing it to flow down the stream, the nachal hayored min ahar, is something that could potentially cause you now to benefit, just like in a case where it's afu nasa zevel, and if the chachamim are so sensitive to layidbach biyotchem u'min acherim that don't even be shaykh v'zor l'ruach, then Moshe Rabbeinu should not have been okay with that either. And if Moshe Rabbeinu did, he did it to the shpitz of Eidazar, that means this in and of itself would have to be okay. But either way, Amru Lois, the chachamim told Rabbi Yossi after they heard this taina, they sent Bisham Rai, bringing a Rai from there, who Harehu Omer, there's another pasuk that talks about the eagle. Now, the first pasuk we mentioned was Devarim Perek Tes. That's Mishnah Torah. The first pasuk is Shmoy Islam at base. That's the first time it's mentioned in the Torah. And it says, Vayikach eso egel asha asu, Vayisroif ba'ish, which Rabbeinu burnt it in fire, Vayitchan ad asher dak, again, he ground it until it was so fine, Vayizer al pnei hamayim, and he spread it on top of the water, Vayashkes b'nei Yisrael, and he gave the b'nei Yisrael to drink from it. And say the Chachamim, you know what that pasuk means, Vayizar el pnei hamayim vayashkes b'nei Yisrael. What Moshe Rabbeinu was doing was, he wanted to give them water to drink with a little bit of offer in it. Where do you find water and offer? That's the parasha of the Soita. And what's the reason that the Soita drinks the Mei Soita? It's to be Baidik. It's for us to figure out. It's some sort of diagnostic. Is she innocent or is she guilty? And that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing. He was giving them to drink because by them drinking, Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be able to figure out who worshipped the eagle and who didn't worship the eagle, who has to get punished and who doesn't have to get punished. But what's the point of what the Chachamim are saying? The Chachamim are saying that it's true the Pasuk in Devarim Perek Tes seems to say Va'ashliches Afaroi El Hanachal Hayored Menahar, which sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu let it just do its thing, similar to Sheichik V'Zor L'Ruach. But that's really not what it was. The offer was taka thrown into water, but that water was very much contained. In fact, it was given to the Chevra to drink, literally Leboitkan Kesaitis. That was the purpose of what this was. B'derech Agav, I saw that Reb David Yoel Weiss, Shlita, in Dvarim Perek Tes, in Parshas Ekevs, he talks a little bit about this Nachal HaYored Min Ahar. He says, what was that? What was the Nachal HaYored Min Ahar? First of all, what was the Har? It's Har Sinai, right? Stam Har, in the context of Shviras HaLuchos and of Egel, is obviously the mountain. It's the mountain Moshe Rabbeinu ascended from. It's obviously Har Sinai, right? And it sounds like there was some nachal, there was a stream of water that was flowing down from Har Sinai. Okay, you'll say maybe, yeah. He says that the reason he has a little bit of a problem with that is because Devin Ezra in Parshas Kisisa, Shemoy Islamid Beis, and the Ramban in Parshas Devarim both say that one of the names that we find for Har Sinai is Har Chayrev, right? Midbar Sinai is considered Chayrev. And the Rishonim say the reason it was called Chayrev is because it was Chareva, and it was Yovesh. It was very Oisketriken. Now the Midbar on a rainy day is Oisketriken. So if this part of the Midbar is referred to as Chayrev, says Reb David Yoel Weiss, must be, it was so tricking. So where in the world is this Nachal HaYored Min Ahar coming? He brings the Zayir HaKadosh, he brings from Andra that seemed to have It's mashma from what they said that maybe this is coming from the Beresh HaMiriam. Was there even a Ber Miriam yet at that point? This is all going on. Classic Hagoyin Hagadol, Rav David Yoel in Megadim Chadashim here in Parshas Eke. But either way, so this was the first time that the Rav Yossi told the Chachamim, how could you tell me that you're not allowed to take David Zorah and be Sheikh Vizorah Leruach? Egel Toichiach. I mean, this is the first place you go to when you're thinking about anything related to David Zorah. Chachamim's Taina back was that no, it's not a good Tzushal. Zok to Gemara. Amar Lehem Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi came out another time. He said, Valoik Kfar Nemar, the Pasuk says, now this Pasuk is a little bit more obscure. How much more obscure? So we went from Parshas Kisisa and Parshas Ekev to Divrei Hayom in Beis, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Tezai. So what does the Pasuk over there says? It says, V'gam macho im osa hamelech heisira migvira asha osa so lo asheira miflotzes. V'yichrois osa es miflatzta v'yodek v'yisroif benach al-kidron. So the Pasuk is talking about the King Asa. King Asa is one of the good kings, right? So we know whenever you go through the Malcha Yehuda, there's the good kings and the bad kings. Asa is one of the good kings, and one of his big avoidas war that he got rid of all the different avoidas zaras. Right, look, just like Yeshio HaMelech had done. So there were different kings. Chizkiyo got rid of all the avoidas zaras. Asa is one of the kings that's Tavay Olav Bracha because he was Oikar avoidas zara b'shaitoy. Now the Pasuk says that one of the avodah zarahs that he got rid of was the avodah zarah of his mother. It actually means his grandmother. So the Baba of Asa had this avodah zarah. What was the avodah zarah? So it says, Asha Asa Sala Ashera, she had made for Ashera, Miflotzes. She had made a Miflotzes. So what does Asa do with the Miflotzes? Vayichrois Asa es Miflatzto, Yishmaka words. Vayodek Vayisrei Penachal Kidron. And he ground it up and he burnt it into Nachal Kidron. Either way, what do you see from here? You see that you're allowed to take Avodah Zarah. You could be Shoichek it and put it into the Nachal Kidron. So again, a very similar kasha to the previous kasha. V'ashlech esaforei al Nachal Yair b'Nahar. Here too, v'yodek v'yisrei b'Nachal Kidron. Oh, so the Chacham told Rabbi Yossi, Misham Rai, you're bringing Rai from there that you're allowed to take Avodah Zarah, you can be Shogav Zarah L'Ruach. Nachal Kidroin, Einoi Megadol Tzmachin. Nothing is going to happen if you put it into the Nachal Kidroin. And you want to know why? Because the area is not fertile. And because the area is not fertile, it's not Megadol Tzmachin. It's not Megadol Tzmachin. Then there's nothing to worry about. Shogav Zarah L'Ruach, what's the problem? Afu Nasa Zevel. But over here, you have nothing to worry about. Faith Demar, Statue of Eloi, Vatran, you will learn to the Braisa, and this is a real Kachem Halacha. Elu, the Elu, Mesarvin, Ba'amo, Vyoitzim, Lenachal Kidroin. These and these, now this is referring to the Shiari Adam. So after the Kayin would do Zrika, there was always leftover blood. So what they do with the leftover blood? So they would pour it into the Amma. Now there were two Ammas on the Mizbeach, and the Pasik, or the Chazal, is saying that Elu Ve'elu, the blood that was poured into one of the Ammas, one of these pipes, and the one that was poured into the other Amma, they would mix together, and eventually they would end up in Nachal Kidron. And when they came to Nachal Kidron, they would be sold to the farmers, to the gardeners, Lizavel, Pashet, for them to use as Evel, Umayalim Bahen. And the Braisa concludes and says that the Shaykh Temila, Rashi says, by the way, we're not learning this now, that there's no real Me'ila when it comes to Nams, it means it's an Isser Hana, but it's not the real Me'ila of Meseches Me'ila fame. But either way, what do you see from here? It sounds like it was sold to the Gananim in Nachal Kidron. How could you tell me, says the Gemara, that Nachal Kidron ain't a Megadol Tzmachim, and it's for that reason it was okay for Asa to do what he did? You see, Mefurish, that there were Gananim over there. You see, there were gardeners over there. And for the Gemara, Mekoymes, Mekoymes, Yesh, there were different places within the region of Nachal Kidron. Yesh Mokoyim, Megadol Tzmachim. There was an area there that was Megadol Tzmachim. Yesh Mokoyim, Megadol Tzmachim. And there was an area that was not Megadol Tzmachim. So again, what's the Kasha? The Kasha is the Chacham, saying, don't bring me Rais, Rabbi Yossi from Asa. Nachal Kidron is ain't a Megadol Tzmachim. You see from the Braisa, there were Gananim over there. Zogt the Gemara that it's not a Taina, because you could always say within Nachal Kidron this Mekoyimah. So where Asa was Zaira, that area was not Megadol Tzmachim. This area that Chazal are referring to was Megadol Tzmachim. Tosfos says, the Gemara could advance it even more pasha. Who said the Gananim Bechlal came from Nachal Kidron? Maybe the Gananim came from somewhere else. They came to Nachal Kidron to buy it, and they brought it back home with them. Like a tasty. That's where the Gananim were. Taisi says, the Gemara could have said it, would have said it, should have said it. The Gemara didn't say it. Either way, so we just mentioned the Avodah Zarah of the Eim Asa. We refer to it as a meflatzta. My meflatzta. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said to have a mafli litznusa. It was something that was peledic. It was wondrous in terms of the level of leitzanus. So what's the rest of the story? Kitatani Rav Yosef. Kimin zachris asasala. What the Aim Asa did was, she made like a fake Zachrus for the Avodah Zarah, v'hoisa nivelas loy b'chol yoyim, and she was nivala to the Zachrus that she had placed on this Avodah Zarah every single day. Either way, moving along in the Brayso, Omlem Rabbi Yossi said, icha badrit rayo, that you could take Avodah Zarah, you could be shaykh b'zarah l'ruach, v'alik far ne'mar, and this again is going back to a parsha in the Torah. Now the pasuk we're about to read from is Melachim Beis Perek Yitchet Pasuk Dalet, but the background is Pesukei HaTorah. So let's read this pasuk first. The pasuk is talking about Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and it says, "Hu Heiseres HaBamos." He got rid of all the bamos. V'Shiberes HaMatzevos. He broke the Matzevos. V'Koras Esu Asherah, and he chopped down the Asherah. V'Chitas Nechash HaNechoshes Asher Osa Moshe, and he destroyed the Nechash HaNechoshes, that serpent that Moshe Rabbeinu had made. Ki Ad Hayom Emohema Hayu Bnei Yisrael Mikatron Loi, because up until that point the Yidden were worshiping it. V'Yikra Loi Nechushtan, and he called it Nechushtan. But the bottom line is, we're familiar with the Nechash HaNechoshes, right? The Yidden were in the Midbar and they were bitten by snakes and they didn't know what to do. They needed some form of refuah. Hashem tells Moshe, "Asei locha, make this nachash anachoshes," and you look at the nachash anachoshes and all of a sudden you're going to have a refuah. Now this was a very chashev ezach. Imagine, it's Maisi Yod v'shal Moshe Rabbeinu. And it survived all the years and the generations. Ad kidekach Chizkiyahu HaMelech. The problem is, in times of Chizkiyahu, people were worshiping. You could see how a generation that's steeped in the culture of idol worship and Avodah Zarah would find it interesting to want to go ahead and worship this. So Chizkiyahu sees that there's a big michshol that's happening because this is around. So what does he do? He gets rid of it, right? Just listen to the pasuk. It's important for the understanding of the daf. V'chores eso ashero, v'chitas nechash anechoshes asho asa moshe. Why? Ki ad because the Yidden were worshipping it. But the bottom line is what did Moshe Rabbeinu do with the Nechash HaNechoshes? Or what did Chizkiyahu HaMelech, I'm sorry, do with the Nechash HaNechoshes? It says, V'chitas, he went ahead and he chopped it up. If he chopped it up, then presumably he was also Zayra L'Ruach afterwards. And if he was also Zayra L'Ruach afterwards, then you see that you could be Shaykh, he was Zayra L'Ruach. Now the truth is, it doesn't say that he was Zayra L'Ruach. Mecha Teisi, that he was Zayra L'Ruach. It's Toysfus Kasha. It's Toysfus Dibra Maskel V'Aloi Kfar Nemar V'Chitas. And Toysfus says that you have to say that usually if somebody grinds something, what do? Just throw it up to the Ruach. I don't know, you just get rid of it. What else do you do with it? Now, if Yechizkiyahu would have done something else with it, like he would have thrown it into the Yam HaMelech, then the pasuk would have had to have said it. From the fact that all it says Tosfos is v'chitas nechash anechoshes, vayis Tosfos, he didn't do anything that's worth mentioning. Something that you wouldn't otherwise have realized on your own he did. So if it just says v'chitas, it's poshut he was Zayra L'Ruach. This is Rabbi Yossi's time, and the Chum accept it. They say, "You're tiny good, Rabbi Yossi," stating that Amalei Misham Raya, there's a Raya from there. Harei Oyim, the pasuk says, "Vayemer Shama Moshe, Asay Lecha Sarof." And what does the word Lecha mean? It means Mishalcha. That means who paid for the Sarof? Moshe Rabbeinu paid it. That means it belonged to Moshe. And if it belonged to Moshe, they ain't know the Moshe Dovah Shein Shalai. If that's the case, then no person that worshipped it years later would have had the ability, Lahalacha, to be able to make it Aser Behana because of one of the rules here in the Sugyas of Ain't the Moshe Dovah Shein Shalai. Now, if that's the case, Zakti Marvay, the pasuk. But then really have it tzarech. Really, you didn't even have to get rid of it. Why not? Because it's not asabadah. Like we saw in the pasuk, he saw that the Yidden were worshipping it. So that's why on the kitasai, he got rid of it. But at the same time, in terms of it being asabadah, it's not asabadah. So all he needed to do was get rid of it. Once he got rid of it, who cares? You want it to become zevel? Adarabu, let it be zevel. Adarabu, let it fertilize your fields all day, every day. We don't have a problem with that. Because it's not asabadah. What do you mean? Why is it not asabadah? It's Avodah Zarah. Isn't Avodah Zarah always asabadah? The answer is yes. Avodah Zarah is always asabadah. But this is different. The reason this is different is because this belonged to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because it belonged to Moshe Rabbeinu. In the Moshe Dovah Shalayin Shalayin. But he continued to Rabbi Yossi. Some of them say, he told him, "I have another pasuk." And this pasuk is in Shmuel Beis. It says, "Vayazvu shames atzabeim, vayisoim David vanoshav." It's talking about David Melch is fighting against the Philistines, right? That's one of the themes of the early years of the Nevi'im, fighting against Philistines. Hashtag Gaza, right? But either way, so David HaMelech is fighting against them and they have all their geshkes and the pasuk says, Vayazvu shames atzabeim, they left their Avodah Zarah, Vayisoim David Vanoshev. And what did David HaMelech do with it? Vayisoim David Vanoshev. Now if I ask you, what does Vayisoim mean? What would you say? He carried them, right? It sounds like he carried them away. But the Gemara says, That's not what it means. You know what it means, Vayisan? It means he was Sheikhik Vizoro the Ruach. Says Gemara, fine, match with Vayisan, David Lichin, the Zeruyehu. Where do you even find this? Gemara says, you have to know Targum. Kid the Targum Rav Yosef, right? Why do you always find Kid the Targum Rav Yosef? So the Rishonim say, Taisa brings in above a Kamadav Kimel and basically doesn't like it. It's because Rav Yosef was a Saginar, and there's a halacha that you're not allowed to learn Torah Shabiksab Alpeh, just like you weren't allowed to write Torah Shabiksab Alpeh. You weren't allowed to learn Torah Shabiksab Alpeh. And being that Rav Yosef was a Saginar, so it's for that reason he became a Baki in Targum, because he used to learn Pesukim in Targum. That's what you find throughout Chas, Kidim in Targum Rabbi Yosef. And all the interesting Ishiyot things that you find related to Rabbi Yosef in Chas, Abayin Rabbi Yosef, Shachach Talmudai, he's the Sinai, he's the Anav, like, to stand up, they can't know. This is one of the things that is part and parcel of Rav Yosef. Why does Tosfos not like it, by the way, in Bava Kama Daf Gimel Amud Beis? He says, because we know that years later, we were allowed to write Torah Shel Ba'al Peh. Today we write Torah Shel Ba'al Peh. Why? Because Eis Lasis Lashem Eferu Torah Secha. So Tosfos says, if someone's a Saginar and he can't learn, Ein Lucha Eis Lasis G'day Lomizu, Avada, there's something, it's going to be okay. But anyway, this is the Rav Yosef Targum. Targum Rav Yosef Tizraim, the Pasuk says, V'ruach Tisoim. That pasuk is a pasuk in Yeshaya Mem Aleph. Umetargamina, Rabbi Yosef, you want to know what the targum of that word is? Tazrinun veruach taltalinun. So again, Tizrein veruach tisoim is tazrin veruach taltalinun. Now here it only says vayisoim. That's the last part, taltalinun. But you see, it's in the context of Zoira. Leruach, that's how you know this is what it is. But either it's Rabbi Yosef's next taina. He says, you see, David HaMelech was a vayisoim. It sounds like he was shaykh. How can you tell me that's not okay? You see, David HaMelech did. He told him, Yisham Raya is not a Raya. The pasuk says, vayisrafu ba'ish. The pasuk says that what did David HaMelech do? David HaMelech took the Avodah Zarah, and he burnt it. Now, where's that pasuk? So that pasuk is in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Yudal Yud Beis. Vayazvu Shamas Eloheim, Vayomer David, Vayisarfu Be'esh. So again, we have two pasukim. The first pasuk said Vayisoim. The second pasuk said Vayisarfu. The first pasuk was in Shmuel Beis. The second pasuk is Divrei Hayamim. By the way, Divrei Hayamim is a little Mishnah Torahic relative to the rest of the Nevi'im Ksufim, right? This is Chazaras Hashir. But the point is, in Shmuel Beis, attack it says Vayisoim David. But in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, it says Vayisrafu Ba'esh. So Taina the Chachamim back. You want to know what I think happened? I think what happened over here was is they burnt it, and over here Vayisoim doesn't mean that he was Shoych Gazar Leruach. Something else happened. What happened was he burnt it. Now you're gonna tell me what do you mean? Maybe Vayisoim does mean Shoych Gazar Leruach, like you find Kitab Targum Rabbi Yosef. So we need this next line in Pshat Tov in the Gemara. Mid like say vayisarfim vayisoim. The Chachamim are going weiter, and they're preempting this and saying, being that it doesn't say in the same pasuk vayisarfim vayisoim shma mina vayisoim mamish. The vayisoim is vayisoim mamish. Meaning, I know that vayisoim could mean to be shoychi v'zor l'ruach, and that's where you're coming from, Rabbi Yosi. You see vayisoim in the context of avodah zarah. Maybe that's what's going on, but let's be honest, is that the most simple pshat of Vayisoim? No, we said, if you ask the man on the street, what does it mean Vayisoim? You would mean, or you would think it meant, that he carried it away. Let's explain this even a little bit better. What's Pasha pshat? Why do Rav Yosef think Vayisoim means Kidim Atarikim Rav Yosef? It could mean that, right? But what does it usually mean? You lifted it. Parshas Nosoi, to lift, right? That's always what it means. So, punkt over here, Esoein Ayala Harim, Me'ayin Yavi Ezri. Every time you find this Nisa Levavenu, every time you find this Lashon, literally, in the Torah, this is what it means. Punkt over here, it means Shalik Vazar the Ruach. But the reason is very simple. The reason is because if Vayisoim means he carried it, what does it sound like? It sounds like David HaMelech saw, they left Avodah Zarah, he said, Gevaldik, let's take it. Boom, bring it. Give us a shtavek, let me take it. So that's where Chazal chapped a little bit, that something's a little bit off, right? So Zog and the Chachamim, that being that it is another pasuk anyways, that says Vayisarfen, and Vayisarfen already tells us that he got rid of it. So if Vayisarfen says he got rid of it, so then I don't have such a problem with Vayisoim meaning he took it away, because he didn't just take it to keep it, because he's anyways burning it. So if all I would have is Vayisoim, Taina the Chachamim, so then I'd be masking to Rabbi Yosi, that it probably means he was Shogh Vazar Leruch, because what else does it mean? It means he took it away. I don't like that. But being that it also says Vayisarfen, so it's for that reason I'm more okay with this. And just a little sharper, because again, we have to teach the Gemara. The Gemara's lashon is that had it said Vayisarfen, Vayisoim in the same pasuk, if it would have said it in the same pasuk, even then maybe I would have thought that what he did was he was a Vayisarfen, and afterwards he was a Vayisoim. And why would you think that? Because once he burns it, what's he taking with it? Him, right? So again, then I would say Vayisar, Okay. If it didn't say Vayisarfeim, I would think he was showing Vazor Lerach, because the other side of him taking it, I don't like. If it says Vayisarfeim, Vayisoyim, said I would also say he was showing Vazor Lerach, because once he burnt it, what's he really taking with him? But it says Tubas under a Psukim. One says Vayisarfeim, one says Vayisoyim. So I think the way you have to learn this is Vayisarfeim means he burnt it, Vayisoyim means he took it, but Vayisoyim akoponim does not mean that he was showing Vazor Lerach. But the Gemara is still not happy with this. The Gemara says, Mikomachim Kashu Kroya Adadi. There's still a little bit of a steer, because Vayisarfeim sounds like he burnt it. Vayisoyim, without seeing the pasuk of Vayisarfeim, sounds like he really took it with him. Could that even be? So the Gemara says, Kidrafuna. You have to say Pshat is like Rafuna. Rafuna, Ram, Rafuna, Assassin. Except the pasuk says, Vayimir David, Vayisrafu Ba'esh. Except the pasuk says, Vayisoyim. You might ask this Kasha, that how do you answer the steer between these psukim? So he told him, he said, Loi Kasha, Kan Koidma Shabbat, Itai Hagiti, Kan La'acha Shabbat, Itai Hagiti. So there was a Yid, actually, there was a guy whose name was Itai Hagiti, and he had come along, and a guy we know is allowed to be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. And he worked for David HaMelech, this is like an Amir Lakum, and he has him being Mevatel Avodah Zarah for him. So initially there was a feeling of Vayisarfim, you have to burn it. Why do you have to burn it? Because if nobody was Mevatel Avodah Zarah, it's Asabah Not, you can't have it around. After Itai Hagiti came, then already they were able to go with a different mahalach. Oh, moving forward, we're not going to have to burn it anymore. You can stop burning it. Now ready, if you want to just be mevatel, you can be mevatel. And if that's the case, you could have anah from it. And if that's what happened, then you could already be a vayisoyim. In fact, the Gemara says, d'chsif. There's already a makar to this inyan that Itai Hagiti came and he was being mevatel with the zara. The pasuk vayikach has ateres malko me'al roishoy u'mishkolo Kikar Zav. So this is referring to the crown of David HaMelech. So the pasuk says about David HaMelech's crown, it was Mishkolo Kikar Zav. Then it says Ve'evin Yikara, it had very precious stone on it. Vatihi Al Roish David. And it was Mamish on the head of David. This was the crown of David HaMelech. Now, David HaMelech's crown came from Ateres Malkum. Now, what's the rest of the story? To David HaMelech's crown coming from Ateres Malkum. So Rashi says that it actually came from Malkom, but you also have to read this Milkom. It came from the Avodah Zarah of Amon. Amon's Avodah Zarah was Milkom, and that's where this crown had come from. So David HaMelech takes Ateres Malkom. Pashim Malkom Yiloshin Melech, right? Kenik. But also it's a play on words, Milkom, who is the Avodah Zarah of Amon. That's what Rashi says. So the Gemara asks, Akash Mishari, how is David HaMelech allowed to use this crown that came from the Avodah Zarah Milkom for himself? Yisuri anoninu, it's asabana. I'm Rav Nachman. So what did Rav Nachman say? Itai Hagiti ba'u bitla. Itai Hagiti came. He goes, well, again, you see, Itai Hagiti plays a role in this, and that's the way you're going to be miyashiv the steer as it relates to those atzabeyim, vayisarfu, vayisarfu. But here's the point. The point is vayisayim over there does not mean that he was shaykhik v'zor of the ruach. What does vayisayim over there mean? Vayisayim over there means literally he carried it, says the Gemara. So we just mentioned the crown of David HaMelech, so we're going to digress and talk about it for a couple of moments. The pasuk says Mishkolo Kikarzov, that it weighed a Kikarzov. So I don't know exactly what a Kikarzov is, but it's very, 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 very heavy. So the Gemara asks, Hichi Motzi Manachla. How in the world was David HaMelech able to wear a crown that was so heavy? Amar Vida Marav, Ruyel Anuach Al Roish David. That the way that this was able to happen is that it was just done in a way where they somehow carved it, that somehow it would fit. Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina said, Evan Sheyeves Hoysaba Davidarla. There was like a magnet of some sorts that was coming from the top, and that magnet somehow gave it some pull. So it was like hovering on top of his head somewhat. It wasn't like holding all its weight on its head. So you have the magnet that's fighting gravity. And like this, it's somehow working. Rabbi Lazar said, Evan Yukara Hoysaba Sheshava Kikarzav. That what it means is not that it weighed a Kikarzav, but there was an Evan Yukara that had the value of a Kikar's worth of Zav. But about it didn't weigh so much, because had it weighed so much, it would not have fit on David HaMelech's head. More about David HaMelech's crown. The pasuk says, and this pasuk is in Tehillim, in Kuf Yutes, in Tamniapi. Zois hoysali ki fikudecha notzarti. My comma, what does this mean? So the Gemara says, the Zois hoysali is referring to the crown of David HaMelech. That's what David HaMelech was talking about. And he said, you want to know why I had Zois, why I have this crown? Ki fikudecha notzarti. Hachi comma, b'schar she fikudecha notzarti. Zois hoysali le'edos. Because of the schar that I kept your mitzvahs, that's for that reason, Zois hoysali. It's for that reason that I have this crown. And what does it mean, I have this crown? It means I have it le'etos. So, zois hoisoli kifikudach notzarti means I have the crown, but not only does it mean I have the crown, it means I have the crown as an edos. If you look at the Marsha says, where does it say the word edos? I don't even know where it says this. It doesn't say crown, it doesn't say edos. Zois hoisoli kifikudach notzarti. And what does this mean? What it means is I had the crown as an edos. Why kifikudach notzarti? Vush tetos, though. But either way, says the Gemara, he had the crown. What is the edos? Amar Rabbi Shulman Levi, shoyim manicha b'makom tefillin v'homosai. The edos is that he was able to put up a makom tefillin, was able to work. And pshat in this is, Rashi says, because really the crown was round, but a person's head is not a perfect round. But he was able to put it b'makom tefillin somehow, it covered that whole area, and it was able to work. So it was b'derech nes. And the Ness is the Eidos, it's the miracle that David HaMelech is worthy of being king. By the way, why does David HaMelech need an Eidos that he's worthy of being king? So that's the Gemara Perek Aharon, where they questioned whether or not he was taka worthy of being king. But the bottom line is that's what he meant to say. Zois hoisoli, I had the crown, which was an Eidos that I'm the real king. It's not punked, I have a crown. And not even the fact that it's such an expensive, heavy crown. But it's an Eidos for me, kifikudecha natsarti. That's the reason that I was like this. But the Gemara asks Akasha, where was it? It was b'makom tefillin. V'boyanuchi tefillin. If it was b'makom tefillin, then where was his tefillin? It sounds like it's in the place where you put the tefillin. So if it's in the place where you put your tefillin, so where did David HaMelech put his tefillin? Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, makom yesh b'roi sheroi leniach boy shtei tefillin. We know this, right? Once upon a time, people used to wear two pairs of tefillin. That's the real way to wear Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, by the way, right? To wear Rashi Rabbeinu Tam at the same time. But makom yesh b'roi sheroi leniach boy shtei tefillin, and that's what went on over there. Another pasuk on this note: Vayitziu es ben HaMelech, vayitnu olav es hanezer ve'es ha. Eidos, says the Gemara, what are these things referring to? Nezer zu klilo. Nezer is a crown. Eidos is Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Eidos hula beis David shekala roi l'malchus homosai v'chchein roi l'malchus ein homosai. That whoever wore the crown of David HaMelech, it's not just a crown. It's an Eidos. There's a Haggadah Eidos. David HaMelech needed it, but really every king afterwards, the fact that the crown fit him was a sign that he was taka fit to be king. The pasuk v'adoniyo ben chagis misnasi lemar ani emlech. So we know after David HaMelech passes away, so Shlomo HaMelech is going to become the next king, but Adoniyo really wants to be the next king. Misnasi lemar ani emlech. What does this mean? Misnasi Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. What it means is that he was trying to put the crown on his head. He was trying to carry the crown. He was trying to wear it, but the Maaseh didn't fit. And that was an Eidos that he was not worthy of being king. One last little digression here related to David HaMelech. Says the Gemara, so he had Rechev Ufaroshim, and 50 people that were running in front of him. What's the grace of Chiddush of 50 people that are running in front of him? Mayriv Usayu, Tana, we learned that the Baisa Kulam Netulei Kchayil, they were all missing their spleens. V'chakuke kapes haraglayim hoyu. And not just that, the bone on the bottom of their foot was taken out as well. And the reason is like this, they should be able to run very, very fast. They should be able to run on top of the thorns, and they shouldn't be able to feel it. Either way, some of the mice and isim that took place with the Malchus of David. By the way, a lot of these in Yonim we learned together in Masechta Sanhedrin. Not so long ago. So again, what's the recap of today's daf, or the first part of today's daf? Machloikis, Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim, whether if somebody finds Avodah Zarah, do you have to take it physically and throw it into the Yam HaMelech, or is there a plan B, which is Shoichek V'Zoira L'Ruach? According to Rabbi Yosi, if you shoich v'zara the ruach, according to Chama, you can't. Why do Chama hold you can? Because afu nasa zevel, and you're going to end up having a gnaw from it, and it says, v'yidbak biyotcha mu'umim min achir. And Rabbi Yosi varved in the brice of many rayas, the hishita, and these are all nach rayas. Number one, the eagle. Isn't that what Moshe Rabbeinu did with the eagle? Right? Now, he didn't take it and be zoyre el ruach, but he threw it into the nachla yoyred min ahar. So, didn't Moshe Rabbeinu do that? What did Chachamim respond? It was contained. He put it into a kois. The whole idea was to do bedikas for the saitas. His second raya was from the aim of Macha, who had this mefletzes, this mufla diga leitzanes, diga avodah zarah. But either way, that's what she did. And what did Asa do? Asa, who's one of the great eradicators of avodah zarah, he takes it, he grinds it up, and he puts it into Nachal Kidron. But the Chama said there's no raya from Nachal Kidron, because Nachal Kidron is an area that is not megadol tzvachim, so there's no zevel going on over there. This is not something that you're ever going to be able to get anything from. Didn't Chizkiyo take the Nechash and Nechoshes because he saw the Yidden were worshipping it, and he did the same exact thing to it? It says Vechitas, probably says Toisfis, he was Zayre L'Ruach. Say the Chachamim, oh, that wasn't Isuri Hanah, because that belonged to Moshe Rabbeinu, Asay L'cha.
And in the Moshe Dovah Shein Shalai. So why'd they get rid of it? Not else. Hanav Avodah Pasha, they'll be makted to it. But really, it's not a real Avodah Zarah. What about David HaMelech? Vayazvu Shomes Atzabeim Vayisoim David Vanoshev. What does Vayisoim mean? Probably Shai was out of the work. Doesn't mean he carried it. No way David HaMelech would have taken it. Mara says, no, Vayisoim over there does mean he carried it. What do you mean he carried it? No, because another pasuk, it says, Vayisarfim. How do you reconcile the two psukim? Till Itai Hagiti came, it was Vayisarfim. Once it came, he was Mevatel. At that point, they were a little bit more comfortable. But either way, varfing around a little bit of Tanakh to try to bring Rayas to this Inyan. Regardless, we now turn our attention to Daf Mem Dalet Amid Beis, which is a classic Amid. Zok Dehilige Mishnah, Sha'al Pruklus Ben Philosophos. As Rabbi Gamliel Ba'ako. So Pruklus ben Philosophus, Rashi says, Min Ovid Koychavim Haya. I'm not sure if Rashi means Min Ovid Koychavim Haya, was a type of Ovid Koychavim, or he was a Min / Ovid Koychavim Haya. It's the same thing. But the bottom line is, this person, Pruklus ben Philosophus, asked Rabbi Gamliel, Akasha in Ako, Shoye Reiches ben Merchet Shal Aphrodite. While Rabbi Gamliel was bathing in the Merchitz, in the bathhouse of Aphrodite. So Aphrodite was a Greek / Roman getchka. And it seems that one of the places where there was this Aphrodite, Avodah Zarah, had a courtyard. There was a chatzar, and in the chatzar there was a Merchitz. And Rabbi Gamliel is bathing in the Merchitz. And Proklus ben Philosophus sees Rabbi Gamliel, and he tells him, what's going on over here? Amalei, kasa b'tei raschem, it says, lo yidbak b'yotcha mu'uma min acherim. I know it says in your Torah, you're not going to have any anah from Avodah Zarah. Mipnei ma ata roichetz b'merchitz shal Aphrodite. So how could you have anah from the Merchitz of an Avodah Zarah? Aren't you benefiting from Avodah Zarah? Amalei, so he told him, im meshivim b'merchitz. So I'm sorry, I can't respond to you in America. Because Yotze, when he walked out, Amalei started being meshiv him. Not only did he start being meshiv him, he brought him a whole bunch of chilukim. He started giving him share. He told him, I need like basi bigvula, he ba bigvuli. He said, number one, I didn't enter its granites. She, Avodah Zarah, entered my granites. What does that even mean? So Rashi says that what it means is, the merchitz was there before the Avodah Zarah, not the other way around. Meaning, if there would be an Avodah Zarah, and then they would build a Merchitz to the Avodah Zarah, then the Merchitz would be Yaseh B'Hanah. Or Yidbak B'Yadcham U'ma Menachem. But that's not what happened. What happened over here is the Merchitz was there first, and then they built this Aphrodite in the Merchitz. Being that they brought the Aphrodite to the Merchitz, the Aphrodite does not have the ability to make the Merchitz Aser. And Rashi's Lashon is, V'loi kol hemno shetei goizeles esar rabim. Because no one has a right to go ahead and bring an Avodah Zarah to an area to make that area also. It reminds me, I once saw in a sefer that somebody once asked the Chazon Ish that there was like a Hafganah, something going on in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, and it seems that there were Noshim Prutzois there. And they asked the Chazon Ish if you're allowed to talk and learning, because there's an Indian that B'makim Gilui Erva, not allowed to talk and learning. Someone asked the Chazon Ish, is it appropriate or is it not appropriate? And the Chazon Ish said that one Prutza doesn't have the right to go ahead and be geisel from the Rabbim and say that this whole area all of a sudden is not going to be an area they're allowed to learn Torah. It's mamish, the Tanya of Rabbi Gamliel over here in the Mishnah. But anyway, this is the first Tanya that he said. The second Tanya that he told him was, Ein Oimrim Nasa Merchitz Noila Aphrodite, Elo Oimrim Nasa Aphrodite Noila Merchitz. Says, besides, a Merchitz is not an adornment, right? It's not noise. Sicker a merchitz. You don't take a merchitz and say, I want that to be the noi for the Aphrodite. The Aphrodite was actually used to bashain the merchitz, but not the other way around. So he said, I don't see this merchitz in any way as an ancillary for the Aphrodite, and if it's not an ancillary for the Aphrodite, I don't think this is a problem. Dover Acher, another tiny that he said was, he says, I want to ask you something, Mr. Pruklus ben Philosophus. He said, if people would give you a lot of money, right, I'm confident that you wouldn't enter your Avodas Koychavim Arum as a Balkari or Mamish urinating in front of it. Yet, Zuay Medes Alabib, this Aphrodite stands, this statue, it stands at the bib by the sewer that schleps all the water out of the Merchitz. And everybody is mashed in front of it. And if that's the case, he said, I don't think there's a problem. Why? Because the Pasuk says that Yidzna Allah have anah from Eloheim, and we learn from there, that if you're noyig Eloheim, it's going to be asr. But if you're not noyig Eloheim, in that instance, it's going to be mutter. Either way, so fascinating Mishnah, an exchange between a fellow Pruklus ben Philosophus and Rabbi Gamliel. Incidentally, there's a little bit of a shaila I saw whether Pruklus ben Philosophus is his name, meaning his name is Pruklus and his father's name is Philosophus. These are Greek names, obviously, but this is their name. Or some say philosophus is Meloshin philosopher. So he was a ben philosophus, like Lahavda, you say a ben Torah. So he's a ben philosophus. Regardless, they have this exchange in the merchitz of Aphrodite. He comes and he says, what's going on over here, Rabbi Gamliel? You're in the merchitz of Aphrodite. You're having anah from Avodah Zarah. So he says, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you in Meshivim of merchitz. And then he tells him already, he says, not three times. Number one, the merchitz came first, so no person has a right to bring an Avodah Zarah that's now going to make an area asa to a rab. Number two, he said, I don't even think it makes sense that the merchitz should be viewed as a noy, as an adornment, as an ancillary to the Avodah Zarah. The other way would make sense, but not this way. And number three, you don't treat it like an avodah zarah. And if you treat it like avodah zarah, as shenoyu ba mishum alehai aser, as sheinenoyu ba mishum alehai muter is going to be muter. But the Gemara asks a kashvecha v'dachi. How was Rabbi Gamliel allowed to even respond to Proklus ben philosophus in a merchitz? From a rabbi barbach and rabbi yechon, b'chol makom mutul haruchus mebeis merchitz. He'll be maharim divitary anywhere besides for a beis merchitz. We'll be beis akisei, and this was a beis merchitz. Now says Mar v'chitem, you're going to tell me b'loshen chol amar. Maybe he told it him b'loshen chol. Abavamer Abaya said, Dvarim shalchol mutul lo imer b'loshen akodesh. Dvarim shal kodesh also lo imer b'loshen chol. Doesn't matter if you say b'loshen kodesh or if you say b'loshen chol. Either way, this is going to be a problem. So he said, "Fake the Gemara Kasha. Hey, Chiyav Adhachi. How is this okay? L'chayra, it's an Amerchitz, and if this is happening in Amerchitz, this should be something that you're not allowed to do." Says the Gemara Tana. We learned it a brisa. K'sheyotza amar lo emeshiv b'merchitz. Enachanami. When did he tell him what he told him? He told it to him when he left out. Now, I just want to be clear. The Mishnah itself, you see that Rabbi Gamliel started talking and learning when he left the Merchitz, right? What was Rabbi Gamliel's response? Amalei told him, "Ein meshivim b'merchitz." Ukechayata amalei shalosh tshuvas bedavar. The Gemara's kash of Vehechi Avad Hachi is on the original taina of "Ein meshivim b'merchitz." That's also taira, and on that the Gemara's mechadish that this was not mefurish in the Mishnah, but this was mefurish in the Braisa. Kishayata amalei ein meshivim b'merchitz. That one line of "Ein meshivim b'merchitz" gufa is not something that he said in the Merchitz, right? You can't say you're not allowed to talk in a Merchitz and a Merchitz, because that is in and of itself a Dvar Halacha. So when did he tell it to him? He told him when you went out. Incidentally, one interesting thing you see in the Gemara, there was like a fleeting Havamina, that maybe the only time you're not allowed to talk in learning in a Merchitz is if you speak B'loshen Kodesh, but B'loshen Chol not. Now, this Gemara opens up a whole inyan of there being some inherent sanctity and kedusha to Lashon HaKodesh. Now, when we learned Masechta Sedarim, we went through this inyan. In fact, we did Lashon HaKodesh part 1, part 2, part 3, and part 4. Very much related to these few lines Gemara over here. Because in this Gemara, you see that there's at least a Havamina that maybe to talk and learning in a Merchitz Lashon HaKodesh, that's a problem. Obviously, because of the kedusha Zalashon. But to talk Lashon Chol, maybe that already not. Either way, it's not the Gemara. Amr Rab Chamer Bar Yosef. Rab Chamer Bar Yosef said, Berebi Amr Rab Yishia. So, if you look at the Bach says, well, you have to read this as follows. Omer Rav Chomer Bar Yosef, Omer Rav Oishia Berebi. So, Rav Chomer Bar Yosef said, in the name of Rav Oishia Berebi. What does Berebi mean? So that's the truth of Snoid Behuda, right? Rabbi Behuda asks Stira. Rashi in a bunch of places says Berebi is Shem Adam, and other places Rashi says it's Berebi means God Ladar. Now, Behuda said that what is a Talian? When it says Berebi Stam, it's Shem Adam. But if it says like Rav Oishia Berebi, it can't be Shem Adam because you don't find anyone that has two names. What's the Mar Malkin for that? That's already Rav Reuven Margolis a sefer lecheker kinuya v'shemes. We has this nifla diga piece about two names in Teresh Baal Peh. But either way, says the Gemara, Rav Chamer Bar Yosef. Rav Bar Yosef said that Rav Oishia Berebi said that tshuva genuva hishivra Gamliel loisa hegman. That when Rabbi Gamliel spoke to this hegman, Proklus ben Flusfus, and he gave him his answer, the answer that he gave him was a tshuva genuva. Abavani Oimer said Rav Chomer Bar Yosef, ain't a genuva, it's not genuva. So again, Rav Chomer Bar Yosef, we have to get the names here. It's saying go over the name Rav Oishia Berebi. Rav Oishia Berebi said that this Mishnah was a tshuva genuva. But I hold it's not a tshuva genuva. So first things first, what does it mean tshuva genuva? So if you take a look at Rashi, Dibra Maschel genuva, Koloima, this is a Koloima Rashi, Docheu Bekash. He was Doichim Bekash, meaning he knocked him out. What does Kash mean? Straw. Like in a way that was seemingly very frivolous, but really what he told him was not real. Meaning, I think the more precise way the Taitch Genuva you would think is like he was going of Das, right? It was Juve Genuva. Rashi adds Dacheo Bekash. But that's what it means. It means that he was going of Das from him. He didn't give him a proper answer. He didn't give Tais has a different shot. We'll see where Tais came to his different shot from the Gemara itself. But for now, let's go with Rashi. So Abchon Bar Yosef said, I heard Rabbi Shabbat Rabbi say that this Juve that Rabbi Gamliel gave to this Hegman was a Juve Genuva. Oh, but the Ani Oimer, Ichalt Ena Genuva. So the Gemara, what's the Shak Levitario? The Gemara is going to have four different Shak Levitarios. Ma Genufte, what was the Genuva? The Karmalois, he said, because what did Gamliel say? Zuai medes al abiv, v'chalada mashtim bifonea. Right, it was the third taina that Rabbi Gamliel said to Pruklus ben Flusfus that was the Chuvah Genuva. What was the third taina? You want to know why I'm allowed to bathe over here? Why there's no problem with the Yibdab Yadchub Mumun Acherim? It's because, look at what's going on over here. They're not treating it like Eloiheim. Right, kolo mashtinim lefonel. As she knew by mishum aleha aser, as she inu by mishum aleha mutter. What was the truva genuva? Tainer by shabir rabbi vichim mashbu fenem mayhavi. If someone's mashbu fenem, that means he's not treating it like a getchka. V'amar Rava. Rava said in a different context. He says, I don't know what the context is. I ain't toisvus. But in a different context, pa'or yoichiyach. I have a raya from pa'or shemefarim lefonel b'chol yoyim. They used to defecate to pa'or. Everyone knows that's what they used to do. They in a bottle and fakared. It didn't become bottle. Right, you would think if somebody does a davashal b'yizayin tavi dazar. It's mevatel davar yizar. Just the opposite. It was mechazik davar yizar. This is what it is. But the point is that you see from pa'ar that if you're mashin to avay yizar, it doesn't mean that you're being mevatel. It doesn't mean you're acting disrespectfully towards it. This is avay yizar. It's a whole different business. In that world, in that business, this makes perfect sense. So it's a tshuva genuva. He's telling him this is not a problem because Aphrodite is not treated like avay yizar. What do you mean par? The spitz avay yizar in the Torah is like that. Vani oimer but said Rabbi Chaim bar Yosef, I hold ena genuva. That as much as Rabbi held it was Genuva, I'm Chaylik. I hold it's not Genuva, and the reason is Zuav Edas Bekach, Zuav Edas Bekach. Par is different. Par, that's the way they arrived at it. Aphrodite, for all its shortcomings, it seems like that wasn't the proper way of being Oivedin, and if they were Mashtan Lefanea, no problem, then it must be something that they're not Noyig by Kele Ha, and if that's the case, it's not included in the Lav of Ele Yidbak Biyotcha Mu'um Menachem. But either way, so Rabbi Chaim bar Yosef says, I heard from Rabbi Oishe Berebi that Rabbi Oishe Berebi said that Rabbi Gamliel's Taina was a Tshuva Genuva. I thought it wasn't a Tshuva Genuva. He explained why Rabbi Oishe Berebi thought it was a Tshuva Genuva and why he holds it's not a Tshuva Genuva. It was based on the third Taina of Rabbi Gamliel. The third Taina. Mashlo Fanel is a reason that you're not Noyig Aleha. What about Pa'ar? And why is it not a Tshuva Genuva, says Rab Chomer Bar Yosef? Because Pa'ar is different. That's Avidasa Bekach. Abaya Amar Abaya said, Genufta Mehocha. I think that what Rav Oishia was saying was really something else. The reason he thought that it was a Tshuva Genuva is the Kamale, because what did Gamaliel say? He said, Ani loy basi b'gvula, v'hi ba b'gvuli. Right? Which Taina was this? This was the first Taina. The first taina was that the only time this would be a problem is if the merchitz came into the gvul of Aphrodite. But if Aphrodite came into the gvul of the merchitz, loy kol hem no chtei gozal saram, like Rashi said. Right, that's why this is a taina. Says Abaya. Right, so why would this be a taina genuva? Because v'chi ba b'gvul may hava. Just because it was ba b'gvula, does that in and of itself mean that it's a problem? Meaning, Rashi, another kolema Rashi. V'afilu kodma avodas kechavon amerchas ma'yichavsla. It sounds a little bit like what Rabbi Gamliel is saying is that were it in the reverse, were the avodas zara there first, and then the merchitz would have came, then it would have been a problem. Is that true? But now we learn to the Mishnah. Avodas kechavon sheish la merchitz oigino. Avodas zara that has a merchitz or a gino. Nene mehen, you'll add a banah from it. Shaloi betoiva. As long as you're not going to be makir toiv to the galach that's involved with that avodas zara. Ve'ein nene mehen betoiva, but you can't have banah if you're going to be makir toiv. But what do you see from here? You see from here that if you're not makir toiv to the koimer, you'll add a banah from a merchitz that's associated with an avodas zara, even if the avodas zara was there first. So Rabbi Gamliel said it's not accurate. So you see, it's not accurate. If it's not accurate, that's why it's a Tshuva Genuva. But Abaye said, I hold it wasn't a Tshuva Genuva, because the reason is that Eino Genuva Shaloi, because Shaloi B'Tavis Rabbi Gamliel, Ki B'Tavis Acherim Dami. Rabbi Gamliel, just by him bathing there, even if he's not buying Makir Toiv to any Koimer, it's the equivalent of being Makir Toiv, because they're going to, what's the var to be Makir Toiv? The Koimer, they're all having enough from it. Rabbi Gamliel, you heard who bathed in my bathhouse? Rabbi Gamliel, wow, breaking news. So that's a huge deal, and it's for that reason, even though Rabbi Gamliel, of course, was not going to be Makir Toiv to anybody, but he was saying good was Rabbi Gamliel. At the end of the day, if the Avodah Zarah would have been there first, then it would have been a problem. The reason it would have been a problem is because once I'm bathing there, even if I'm not having Hana to the Koimer, but at the same time, it's going to be the equivalent thereof. Tosfos jumps on the way Rashi just learned this Gemara. And Tosfos says, now I understand, Tshuva Genuva, trying to figure out what was the Tshuva Genuva. In the second shot, Abaye's understanding, you know what the Tshuva Genuva was? Tshuva Genuva was that Rabbi Gamliel is trying to be Miyashav himself. He's explaining how could he bathe in this bathhouse, right? What happened to Vliyibba B'yot Menachem? So what does Rabbi Gamliel say? It's not a problem. You know why it's not a problem? Because who came first? The Merchitz came first. Merchitz came first, it's Mutter. So Tabaya, Rabbi Yishev Rebbe held it was a Tshuva Genuva. You know why? Because it's Mashma that if David Zorah would have been there first, it would have been Osir. Not true. It still would have been mutter. Because Rabbi Gamliel is not being makritoiv to the Kaimer. Abaye said it's not true. He would have been Let's say, how does they make it a Tshuva Genuva? So Adarab, if anything, Rabbi Gamliel could have said better. But he's not ganvening him. Where is he being going if das? Tshuva Genuva means he's fooling. He's faking out Proklus ben Flusfus. He's not faking him out. To the contrary, if anything, he's being generous. He's saying that had the Avodah Zarah been there first, it would have been a problem. Lav Dafka. Okay, so Adarabba, Tshuva Genuva should mean that if me and you are having an intellectual debate, and I tell you something, and I'm telling you this is the way it is, and you take my word for it. Okay, so yeah, I'm going to view Das. But over here, there's no Gnevis Das, because if anything, he could have said even better for himself. Not better for Proklus Ben Flusus. So Tais says, because of this, you have to say that Tshuva Genuva doesn't mean what Rashi said. It's not a bechina of Gnevis Das, of Docheu Bekash, but rather he says the word Genuva sometimes means to conceal. Vatignoiv es levavi, metargemina vekisias mini. There's an idea of sometimes you conceal something, where you don't show your whole hand, where you're not 100% forthcoming. That's all he meant to say. He meant to say Rabbi Gamliel wasn't giving him share. I didn't sit down and say, no, let's open up two Bircha Shmuels and let's go through the sugya together. That's not what he was doing. He was like being doichim a little bit. Not me lashing Gnevis. I wasn't fooling him. Forget, if anything, he could have said better, but he's not showing him his whole hand because, like, why should you? Like, mechtesi, why would I show my whole hand to the shegetz? But really, it's not so much from the Gnevis Das in the argument component. Either way, Rav Simi Bar Chiya, Amar Rav Simi Bar Chiya, say Gnufta Mihach, Avedif Mshan, and what the Tshuva Genuva that Chazal saw in this was. And that is the Kamaloy Zuay Medes Alabi, Vechalod Mashin Befana. Right? What was the third Taina? The third Taina was that the Oilam is Mashin Befana. Chi Mashin Befana, Mahava, who cares that the Oilam is Mashin Befana? But time with Rock Befana, if somebody spits in front of a Vedazar, Hishin Befana, or urinates in front of a Vedazar, Girra, or if he slept a Vizarpa, he threw it, or Vizarpa is Hatsaya, right? He threw Tsaya at it. Harezu Ena Betela, it's not bottle. What do you mean it's not bottle? It's not bottle because it's not considered that you like disrespected Avodah Zarah, right? Things like this happen sometimes between you and your Avodah Zarah. And as a result, you see from here that it's not considered that you didn't treat it like Eliyah, right? Because if being mashma fanah means I'm not treating it like a gachka, then it means I acted disrespectful. If I acted disrespectful, it should be considered a bitl on the Avodah Zarah. You see, it's not considered a bitl on the Avodah Zarah. And this said Rav Simi Bar Chiya was the taina. I hold it's not genuva because hasam lefi shaita who rasa chalav adam afayis. Sometimes people get angry at the Avodah Zarah, and then afterwards they make up, they become friends again. But hoch over here called shaita v'shaita v'zulzula. This was something that was a regular occurrence. I mean, that was a regular occurrence. It's for that reason. This here was already different. Rabbi Bar Ula, Rabbi Bar Ula said a fourth pshat. Genufta mehacha. You want to know where the Tshuva Genuva that Rabbi Yishev Rebbe was referring to was as it relates to Rabbi Gamliel's taina? It was the following taina. The Kamalais, he told him, Ein oimrem nasa merchatz noila afruditi, ela nasa afruditi noila merchatz. It was the second of the three tainas of Rabbi Gamliel. And that is, the merchatz is not ancillary. It's not an adornment to the afruditi. If anything, the afruditi would be an adornment to the merchatz. Now, what does it sound like? It sounds like Ein Oimrim Nasa Merchitz Noila Afroditi, Ela Nasa Afroditi Noila Merchitz. What would be if somebody would say? I mean, Ein Oimrim, people don't say. No one says, let's make the Merchitz a Noila Afroditi. What would be if somebody would say, let's make the Merchitz a Noila Afroditi? It sounds like then the Merchitz would be Asa Bahana. Right? That's what it sounds like. Abav Chiyam and Nasa Merchitz Afroditi Noi, my Hava, why should that even be any impact? But Tanya learned to the Bryce, if somebody says, I want this house to be Avodah Zarah, I want this kos to be Avodah Zarah, it's nothing. There's no hektish by Avodah Zarah. Meaning, we know one of the chidushim of hektish is, Amir Lagvayas Kim Sir Lhag. You don't have to do a maisa. All you have to do is talk. But when it comes to Avodah Zarah, if you say, Bayezel Avodah Zarah, or you say, Kosel Avodah Zarah, Loyoma Klim, it means nothing. Why chain hektish avodas kechavim? Because you don't have this concept of hektish of amir gvar kisir lahedid when it comes to avodas zara. Okay, so what's the Tshuva Genuva? The Tshuva Genuva is that Rabbi Gamliel telling Proklus ben Flusfus, I can be in the bathhouse. You know why? Because the merchitz is not noy. It's not a tachshit. It's not an adornment of the avodas zara, right?
it's not an adornment of the Avodah Zarah. Because ain oimrim, because nobody will ever say Nasim Merchitz Noi Lafrodite. Oh, it sounds like Rabbi Gamliel holds, if you would say Nasim Merchitz Noi Lafrodite, then already it would be a problem. Even then it wouldn't be a problem. Why? Because ain hektash avodas kechavim. And if that's the case, there's no amira gevara kim stir ledu. So that's the tshuva genuva. Zok Toisvis, here too I have a raya that pshat and tshuva genuva is not the way Rashi learned. Because again, this is a case where Rabbi Gamliel could have said better for himself. So vice toys, the tshuva genuva is not that he was doiching him with a nothing. If I cared, he just wasn't showing him his whole hand. If he wanted, he could have been doiching him a little bit better. Must be it's Miloshin vatignoi ves levavi. Miloshin, he was mechas a little bit. But he didn't want to show him everything. But either way, vani oimer, the Gemara says that Rabbi Bar Ula said, I hold ain a genuva. The reason it's not genuva is because the neid itzuri lai mitzira abenoi miyo ikka. And the way Rashi explains is that that's true. Simply saying the words of nasa merchitz noi l'afroditi would mean nothing. Because it's not mirag l'verg when it comes to Avodas Chav. But bathing there is a maisa. The actual bathing is a maisa. And if the actual bathing is a maisa, and that's a maisa of being miyapa the Avodas Zara, so that would be the maisa, and that's where the problem would have been. The teretz is, the merchitz is bechefza, not considered a noy, not just the actual merchitz, but even the bathing in the merchitz. And it's for that reason, this is something that's not going to be a problem. So either way, in this Mishnah, we have this very interesting exchange between the Hegmon, Pruklus ben Flusfus, and Rabbi Gamliel, who mysteriously, Tzarchin, was bathing in the Merchitz Shel Afroditi in the city of Akko. Pruklus ben Flusfus sees him and he says, what are you doing here? And his problem is, V'lo yidbak biyotcham u'mim min acher. Me'ater reichitz me'merchitz. Rabbi Gamliel says, I can't talk. They go out of the Merchitz. He tells him, I'm sorry, I couldn't answer you earlier because Eim Meshivim of the Merchitz, right? The Gemara clarified that that's how the sequence of events took place. And then he told him, Shalish Tshuvas Bedavar. I have three reasons why this is not a Taina. He said, number one, what came first? The Merchitz came before Afroditi. Afroditi doesn't have the ability to go now and be Goizel the Rabbim and say, no one's allowed to bathe over here. Number two, he told him that the Merchitz is not a dormant, not a tachshid of Afroditi. Afroditi is a tachshid of the Merchitz. And number three, he told him, you don't treat it like an Eloi. Ha? The Haraya, you would never be mashed in front of your Avodah Zarah. Yeah, people have no problem being mashed in over here. The Gemara said that there was a Messiah from Rabbi Yishe Berebi who said that this was a Tshuva Genuva. The time over here was a Tshuva Genuva, and there were four different pshatim in the Amiroim, what might have been the Tshuva Genuva, right? Where exactly was the Tshuva Genuva? The first time it was, or the first pshat in the Gemara was, it was based on the third tain of Rabbi Gamliel, that because you're mashtin, that means not a... What about Pa'ar? Pa'ar, they used to be mashtin. What would be the reason that it's not really a tshuva genuva? It's not really a tshuva genuva, because it's darka bekach, as opposed to when it comes to Afroditi, which it's already not darka bekach. The second tain that the Gemara said was, it could be it was a tshuva genuva, because it was a little bit mashma, that had the Afroditi been there first and the Merchat second, then what Rabbi Gamliel was doing was a problem. And we know it's only a problem if you're makir toiv to the koimrim. Why would that not be a tshuva genuva? Because Rabbi Gamliel being there without being makir toiv to the koimrim is the equivalent thereof of being makir toiv to the koimrim. The third mahalach and why this would have been a tshuva genuva is, again, based on the third tain of Rabbi Gamliel saying that because you're mashtim befanel, that means that you don't treat a guy aloi, ha? It's a mishnah. If somebody's rock befanel, hishtim befanel, girra, vizark ba satsaya, harezu ene betelus, you see, it's not a stira to be noyig derech kov. The Gemara says, now that's because you had a little bit of an argument, but you make up afterwards. But this is called shaita, v'shaita, bezazula kaimo. This is already different. And then finally, the fourth mahalach that the Gemara said, and why the tshuva might have been a tshuva Genuva is because Rabbi Gamliel said, no one ever said Nasa Merchitz Noi Lafroditi. As if to say, if you would say it, then it would be a problem. There's no Amir Ligvari Kamsir Lahadid. He didn't mean saying those words. He meant that no one would ever suggest that the Merchitz be a Tachshit. By you bathing there now, maybe that's a Maisa where you're somehow bashining it, and that's what the issue would be. As it relates to the fourth possibilities of the Tshuva Genuvas, two of them were Tshuva Genuvas where Rabbi Gamliel seemed to have been fooling Proclus and Flusfus by making his taina sound better than it really was. Two of them sound like he was actually taining not as good as he could have tained. Rashi said tshuva genuva means he was taichim it garnished. Freik Taisvis, that works for two out of the four. It doesn't work for the others. Taisvis says it means something else. Tshuva genuva just means it was like a hidden tshuva. He was mechasa some of the details, but he didn't want to share with him all the details.